Harnack House, Otto Suhr Institute, Rotes Café. Let's go, straight ahead onto Ine Straße. Look over there, on the left side of the street. Do you see the house with the white facade and the red roofs? That's Harnack House. Harnack House in Berlin-Dahlem opened for business in May 1929. It served as a clubhouse for the staff of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute on the campus and as a guest house for researchers from abroad. Tennis courts, a library, and inexpensive lunches soon made the house a central place for meeting up. Since its opening, celebrities from science, politics, and culture frequented it. Guests such as Albert Einstein and Max Planck were seen there. But also important political figures such as the Democratic Foreign Minister Gustav Stresemann or Hitler's armament organizer Albert Speer. The meeting place of scientists quickly developed into an intellectual and social center in Germany. Among them were, for example, Otto Hahn, Lise Meitner and Fritz Strassmann. Have you ever heard of them? They discovered nuclear fission in 1938. And thus laid a milestone in the history of modern physics and radioactivity research here in Dahlem. As I'm sure you know, that was also a turning point for man's approach to technology. We then experienced the effects of this with the dropping of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of the Second World War. Oh, how nice! The Otto Suhr Institute still exists! I've been to lectures there on the history of political ideas, on how communities of states deal with criminal law, and on international relations. You want to take queer studies? Well, there wasn't anything like that at the university in 1968. By the way, the institute is part of the Department of Political and Social Sciences and is named after Otto Suhr, a politician of the center-left party SPD, who, 10 years ago, was... Oh, sorry. Who, from 1955 to 1957, was the governing mayor of Berlin. If you want to study here in the future, you definitely have to get to know the Rote Café, or loosely translated, the Red Café. If we go around the corner now... Oh, hold on. Do you see that little red house? What for the radical left and other students is a beloved and important anchor point between university life and political activism. Is an object of hate for conservatives and liberals. The power of student protests is symbolized by the Red Café. In 1988, students occupied the institute building at Ine Straße 22 and set up a strike café in the basement. You can imagine that this caused quite a commotion. The university administration intervened and demanded that individuals responsible for the space be named in a contract. This, of course, displeased the occupiers, who saw themselves as self-governing. An escalating conflict ensued, culminating in the walling up of the entrance and a police eviction demanded by the university administration. This then led to the students becoming more cooperative in order to save their café. Oh, that's interesting. Your mobile phone contraption goes on to say that the students had to move to another location as a result of building work in 1998. This inconspicuous building was, of all things, a stable for laboratory animals for the Eugenics Institute during National Socialism. I once gave a presentation on the Eugenics Institute and the research carried out there. It is unbelievable what happened under the pseudoscientific so-called racial research. And how much violence was legitimized by it. For example, forced sterilizations. Anyone can understand why the occupants decided to paint the facade of the building red. Over the years, the building was repeatedly the target of attacks. In the end, the group was forced to return to the starting point, where the history of the Red Café had begun 30 years earlier. Gosh, if only it had existed in my time. But we had other places and cafes where we partied and had heated discussions. But when it came down to it, we could still count on each other and unite against the dusty university system, the Grand Coalition, the Vietnam War, and for an honest coming to terms with the Nazi past. Today, the Red Café invites students to a campus rally at the beginning of the term, followed by an opening where beer, mulled wine, champagne, and soft drinks can be consumed. It also hosts quiz nights, rallies against gentrification, lectures on political activism, and attracts students with delicious and wallet-friendly food.
Cheers! Cheers.